travel bans. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Cases of the Omicron variant of the coronavirus have been popping up in countries on opposite sides of the world this weekend, prompting many governments to close their borders. The World Health Organization is urging against flight bans on southern African nations where Omicron was first detected. In a televised address, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa called for the bans to be lifted.
There is no scientific justification whatsoever for keeping these restrictions in place.
Ramaphosa adds the bans will damage the economies and people of southern Africa.
The rich countries of the world need to support the efforts of developing countries, economies that is, to access and to manufacture enough vaccine doses for their people without delay.
President Biden's top medical advisor praises South Africa's transparency about the outbreak, but the U.S. is instituting a ban on travel from the region. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells NBC's Meet the Press.
When you diminish or stop or block travel from a particular country, there's a reason for that. It's to give you time to do things. So don't let this decision that was made about blocking the travel from certain countries go without a positive effect.
Much is still not known about Omicron. Scientists are studying issues including the extent of its transmissibility, whether it can cause severe illness, and the effectiveness of existing vaccines and therapies against it. In other news, officials in the Pacific Northwest are urging residents to remain alert for flooding, with more rain expected. An atmospheric river had raised concern for already saturated communities, but the system moved farther north into Canada. And it wasn't a normal Thanksgiving at the movies, but Disney's Encanto debuted number one at the box office, while The House of Gucci also performed well. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.